Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to finish up with the 8 steps to engaging the supernatural today and begin really giving some specifics on engaging the personal presence of God. And we've been discussing some questions, and there's going to be continue to be some questions about the whole idea of the supernatural realm and how we are supposed to relate to it. But really what I'd like you to do is take this from a practical perspective. Rather than getting into a discussion about theory or about other people's opinions, I challenge you to challenge God and make this about hearing from Him for yourself regarding this issue, rather than trying to bring your own understanding. Our goal here is for you to be convinced of God by hearing Him directly. This is a bedrock, fundamental, essential key for all Christians. We all hear from God for ourselves. That's the basis even of our salvation experience. Our relationship with God is predicated on His revealing Himself to us. If you have not had an experience where God has made Himself real to you, and there's not a time where you can say, I know I heard Him. He made Himself real in whatever way that is for you. But you can say, okay, I've had an encounter with God. Ask for one. God, make Yourself real to me. Not an understanding, not a theoretical or being convinced that there must be a God. God is real, and He has a presence and a character and a communication, and He wants to make Himself real to you. So don't settle for, well, I believe there's a God, and I believe that if I pray and ask Him to make Himself my Lord and Savior, then He will, and then I'll go to heaven. God isn't going to settle for that, and He doesn't want you to settle for that. This is not about going to heaven. This is about relationship. So we start with and build on the whole idea, the whole notion that God reveals Himself to each and every one of us on a personal level as He chooses. Some may have, in the beginning, a life-changing experience, and some may, in the beginning, have a very quiet, change. But either way, our day-to-day relationship, we are to be active and expecting a greater and greater revelation of who he is. That's his desire. God wants us to know him, and he reveals himself and draws us to him. Because he loves us. And on one sense, it's not because you've deserved it or because he has to. It's because that's his nature. And at some other point in time, we'll go through the details of what happens at the salvation experience. But just accept that the whole idea is that when we're born again, when we accept that through Christ, we can ask for that change, recognize that we are dead in our spirit, and accept that we can't enliven ourselves, but that God wants to, and that he does by our acknowledging that only he can do that, that without him, we are dead in our spirit, but that through his Son, we are now enlivened in our spirit. And if you are enlivened in your spirit, you are hearing him in your spirit. There may be barriers that you need to overcome. There may be healing that you need to receive. And really what we want to put out there is to not settle for not hearing him. Don't put off till heaven. Don't put off till whatever comes next what God wants to do right now. Because this has been set aside. You've been given an opportunity, we all have here on this earth, to accomplish certain things in our soul and in our body. And I'm not sure if we're ever going to have another opportunity in the same form. So let's take advantage. This is not about your spiritual relationship with God. It's about your soul's relationship with your spirit. And I'm sure over time we're going to learn more and more how it all works. But we start where we are. And God wants to start where you are. But don't settle for not knowing. Not hearing. If, and this is where we get caught up, get stuck. We all, well, most of us recognize that we are wounded and that we have issues that we need to deal with. Unfortunately, many of us think that we just get by and put up with it until we die and go to heaven. And then we are changed and everything's perfect. But that's not God's intent for you. It's not God's intent for any spirit beings to be coexisting with wounds, with lies. So he arranges the circumstances in our life to bring us to turning to him. And so we want to recognize that that's what it's all about. It's not about tests or challenges. It's about turning to him and learning whatever it is he has us to learn that day. But recognizing he's on our side. He's not waiting for you to stumble and fall. As far as he's concerned, you've already passed every test. Because in Christ, all the tests have been done, and if you're in him, you've got the A, the same grade your older brother has. So don't worry about it. You can come to the throne boldly. Now, right now. Say, God, Father, what's up for today? And if there's something that he wants to talk to you about, pursue it until you get an answer. And we've talked before about how to pursue understanding and how to know when, okay, it's time to not pursue it. But we pursue until he says, I'm not going to change this, at least for now. But again, recognizing that the basis of all this, it's not for victory. It's not to be salt and light in the world. Those are going to happen. That's just, it's a natural outflow of letting God live his life through our spirit, through our soul, through our body. We are going to have an effect on the world. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit later this program. But that's a side effect. Keep your eyes on your relationship with him. And if he wants to meet others' needs through you, he will. That's not your job. He may assign you a project, but it's still about you and him. The things that he assigns us are not our, well, the people that we may come in contact with, whether they receive what we have to say, whether they accept what we want to give. It's not our responsibility. God may say, well, what did you learn from that encounter? Say we try to share something with someone. It doesn't go well. The Lord isn't going to say, well, okay, you just cost that person their salvation. No, he says, well, what did you learn from that encounter? So I need to be more clear in how I share this. Or I need to be kinder. Or I didn't listen very well. So we learn. It's about, okay, our training. We accept that whatever God's doing in that other person's life, he's going to do it. It's his responsibility. So we look at every area of our training as opportunity. But it all is built upon the assumption in the concrete that it is our initial task to be able to hear his voice and be able to distinguish his voice from the voices of the distractions and our enemies, the world system, our own flesh, and the devil. So we've talked about the 8 steps to engaging the supernatural. We were finishing up last week talking about respect and follow through. That sometimes during the times of engaging the supernatural realm, the Lord will give us direction or instruction or birth in us a desire or a new purpose. Give us a new goal, a new dream, a new vision. He'll stir up something. Now, as he does this, our enemies, again, the world system, our own flesh, and the devil, they're all right there waiting to steal that seed. So we want to develop a habit of diligence to take everything that he says to us seriously. Write it down. Take it. It's a task he's given you. Respectfully begin to nurture it with the time and attention it deserves. Whether it's a little thing or a big thing. He may just say, I want you to start changing some lifestyle habits, getting up a little 10 minutes early. Or I want you to start being kind to that person who drives you crazy at work. Or I want you to look into going to furthering your education. Whatever it is, take it seriously. Now, this doesn't mean, okay, he's giving you a whole new, what some call a calling. But you take what he said, step A, seriously. And you start working on it, holding it before your thoughts as you wait on him. You talk to him about it. It's a starting point. Because this is where even very clear direction from the Lord so often quickly turns into questions. At first, for instance, we know we've received something from the Lord, an idea, a vision, a purpose, a project, a direction. But because we do not have that habit established to follow through, to do the research, to do the work, to do the planning and the strategizing and the budgeting that's necessary, we often fall back to the most convenient doubt that maybe it wasn't the Lord after all. Say he puts on our heart to write a book. How do we handle that? Do we go, oh, that's really cool. How am I going to, you know, do this? You know, I guess I'm going to have to quit my job. I'm going to have to, you know, do this and this. You know, when is it going to be a convenient time? And then we may even start writing it, and it may be hard. And we may figure, okay, this is hard. This is not flowing. Maybe it's not God. I keep on getting interrupted. I don't have any free time. And we come up with excuses. And really the easiest one is, well, it's not really from, it wasn't from God after all. Instead of sitting down and going, okay, Lord, if this is from you, these are the things I need to address. And we start to address them. Okay, the only time at this point in time, Lord, the only time I'm going to have to write is 2 hours on Sunday evening. Is that okay? And we start working on it. And maybe during our waiting on him, our quiet times with him, he starts putting a little rush on, under it. And maybe during those 2 hours on Sunday evening, we get only 5 words written. And then he starts saying, no, go ahead and do a half hour here and a half hour there or whatever. But the whole point being that, you know, start acting on it. Start planning. Start researching. Start believing that you've heard from God. Because doubt is a convenient way of getting out of doing something that God has set for you to do. Now, this is assuming that what you've heard, you've tested, you've asked, is this you, Lord? and you've tested it and heard his voice. Now, there's going to be times when you think you've heard his voice and you go and you start moving on it, and there's a roadblock or roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, and you go, Lord, you know, did I miss something? Is this from you? And you may find out that he says, no, that wasn't me. And you go, okay, thanks for letting me know. And really what we're doing is throughout all the process, we're learning to heighten our hearing, increase our sensitivity to what's going on in the supernatural realm, and to become even more aware of what our own spirit is saying to our soul. So we've gone through the process of seven steps to engaging the supernatural. We make ourselves available. We give our attention. We ask the Lord. Then we listen. Then we engage. Then we respond. Then we do the necessary work. We respect and follow through that we've heard from him, and we do what is necessary to respond to what we've heard. Then what? The final step is we get back to business. We don't get so distracted by what we've heard from God that we aren't able to continue with what we were doing. Return to where you were. This is one of the problems we have, that we've not learned how he works in our personal lives. So we don't even want to hear him while we're doing other things, because we've not learned how to hear him, go through these steps, and then, okay, close it down for right now and get back to your work, get back to the project, get back to taking care of your kids, get back to doing your work, working at whatever your daily project, your daily work is. So we try not to be aware of him because it would be too difficult to be that distracted. But this is one of those areas where we want to redeem our time, because God's right is to interrupt any time during your day. Whether you're driving along, whether you're doing brain surgery, whether you're doing calculus, whether you're taking a test, whatever it is you're doing, God reserves the right to interrupt you. So if we learn some kind of structure, it doesn't have to be exactly this, but the whole idea is that you can, okay, he's knocking, here's how I respond, and take it in, hear, listen, write it down, or just absorb it and hold on to it, and then tie it up in a bow until you can get to it. And then get back to what you were doing. This is another one of those areas where this is better learned by experience, but know that God is practical, and he wants to teach you how to be objective and practical in learning his ways. In other words, he's not going to only speak to you when it's convenient. In fact, he sometimes enjoys bothering us when it's inconvenient for us. Remember, the Lord is under no obligation to explain his timing or his direction to us or to anyone else. As we become reliable and instantaneous in our response, though, he will begin to interrupt you more often. When we become comfortable receiving information from him and not dropping everything we're doing, not getting all excited, oh, I've just had an encounter with God. We want to, it's sort of like we want to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. Hear him from our spirit to a soul and be working with our body and soul in this earth at the same time. We're fully capable of doing that. And he wants us to be comfortable. And the more we are, the more we will hear him. The more he will trust us with his secrets. Secrets about what he's doing out there and secrets about what he's doing in us. A secret is just something that he can't reveal to everyone. It's like he will keep your name high on his priority list of those he can trust. So that over time, you will find it likely that he will begin to share his purposes and plans. What he is doing through you, what the training meant, so that you can take on the work as with knowledge that you know what it is you're doing. But so you can also rejoice with him as he does that work to and through you. God wants to be wanted, and he wants us to want to do what he has us to do. He wants us to see our lives from his perspective. But to do that, we have to have confidence that we're hearing him clearly, and that he knows what he's doing, and that we can trust him. What he has for us, especially in dark times, is an overwhelming opportunity. And he wants to broaden and expand our expectation. There is nothing that can restrain what God wants to do in your life. We get this idea that where it's better to not make any mistakes and we'll straighten it all out in heaven rather than look at the fun, the peace, the joy, the rest that comes from cooperating with God in whatever it is he's doing in our life right now. Again, it's not that he's trying to trip us up, but he has a unique training schedule for you and for me and for each of us. And there's such a simplicity. And sometimes we think it's way too easy. Anybody can do it, but it takes time and attention. Taking him at that level. Sometimes we want to have it that knowing God and being available, if it's hard, then we have an excuse not to do it. But knowing God is simple. It will challenge your beliefs, your soul. You're going to have to confront those enemies. You're going to have to get those wounds healed. But this is the only route for peace, for contentment, for satisfaction. So we'll pick it up here next week, and we'll begin talking about getting into some more details about interacting with his personal presence, when God reveals himself to you personally, and recognizing the personal presence of God. A lot of reasons why we talk about it is to increase your awareness that he is already present with you and to you right now. It's your awareness that has to change. So we'll pick that up next week. As always, you can drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. It's always so great to hear from you. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening.